You know, your introduction, I really appreciate it, because to Barb and I, it was really a pleasure to be asked to come down here and talk. And we're going to talk about something that everybody on earth is looking for, and that's peace, tranquility, happiness. And there's only one way that you can actually find this. And this is by looking inside yourself and finding your own, your very own divinity. You find out the missing link between you and what is called God. But there's only one way, and there is always only been one way, and that is to look inside yourself. Because in essence, the world you see now is simply the illusion. It is not the true. It is a dream state. And the only way this can be found is via a conscious state, via a mind. And this mind is what you call God. Because this mind is the intelligence of all things. It is the creator of all things via a conscious state. You see, the secret to finding this divinity, this inner world, it's a spiritual world, it's a spiritual reality, and it actually exists. As a matter of fact, it is the only thing that does exist. And the spiritual reality is found through your own mind. Not your personal mind, but your own mind. And this own mind is the only mind that exists. This own mind belongs to the I Am. That true ego. The only ego, the only existence that lives is this I Am-ness. And it's found through giving up the little mind to find the true mind, which is the mind of God, which is all things. It's a divine. You must look for happiness through spiritual, because that's what the world is. It is a spiritual being thing. It's a spiritual being thing, which has manifested itself through the mind of mankind. Via the mind of mankind does God play the game called life. And it is via the same conscious mind that you find out the secret to what is called God, Christ, and the answer must be love. Because true spirituality, true God, is an energized force with no form, so it is pure love. Because it is total, it is everything, it is all understanding. It is only when the manifestation of the fact takes place and what is called nature appears, and the mind of mankind getting lost in his own divine creation through greed, envy, desire, but in ignorance, and a lostness. And while this lostness exists, there will always be wars and famines and sicknesses. To get rid of this, you must turn inside and see for a fact that nothing exists but a spiritual reality, and the spiritual reality is what you call God. It is total. It has no beginning. It has no end. Because anything total can't possibly have a beginning or an end. And all you have to do is to see via your consciousness. You raise it. You raise your consciousness from a material mind to a spiritual mind. And the spiritual mind will show you what your problems are in the material world. And the answer will always be love and understanding. With love and understanding comes no judgment, no analyzing, and peace. Because it's only a mind that's truly in tune with itself that goes through life in peace and walks beyond the boundaries of the mind into the spiritual realities that Jesus talked about. It really exists. It's not a theory. It truly, truly exists. A spiritual reality which is inside you now, that where you came from. You simply go back to where you came from. And the journey back must be spiritual, which is love. That is the only way. To memorize words is like poetry, but the breath of life isn't in the word. The breath of life comes beyond the word. When you feel, when you go beyond the boundaries of your own little mind, you go beyond that, then your just payments come, because it shows you the secret to the mind. Therefore it brings you peace, because you know how to use your mind. You know how to find tranquility. You know how to find sanity. The mind is the strongest thing in the entire universe. There is nothing that can possibly be beyond the mind, because the mind is God. Eastern philosophies talk about little mind, big mind. We here in the West, we talk psychology, little mind, big mind. And the little mind exists in the imagination of mankind. This is his free will. Free will and free mind. But someday, if you ever wake up, you find out it's just a hoax. Because you never did have a free will and a free mind. Because God, being the allness, has to be the mind and the will. So there is only one will, and that is the will of God. And when you stop fighting, then the greatest servant of all will serve you anything you want. Because the greatest servant of all is God. against everything that you ever wanted. Everything. If you can see the fact that you've already got it. But the manifestation of the fact only comes when true faith appears and you see beyond the limitations of the little mind. Then the fact appears, and when it appears as a miracle. Because it's quite non-understandable. Because a miracle does not take place from the little mind or from here, what we call nature. All miracles take place from the big mind, that which we call God. But somewhere in the depths of your own mind, you know everything that's ever been said about God. You understand the little mind, the big mind. You understand how to bring happiness. You understand how to bring health. You understand how to bring youth. It's there. It's yours. It's been granted to you. It's been given to you in a platter. All you have to do is to change your mind. Drop beliefs and concepts for spiritual facts. Then when you see a spiritual fact, at that second, you're touching your own Christ consciousness. This divine consciousness, which is the link between the inside world and the outside world. That same missing consciousness is the link between sickness and health. That same link is the secret of a happy marriage, a happy life. It's the secret to all things, and it's yours. This is why Christ said, look within, because it's yours. Never mind what anybody else ever said, never mind what I say. I swear, never mind what I say. Find a feeling within yourself, and it's in beautiful, positive feelings, because it's in love, that this door opens, and all of a sudden this spiritual reality that you've been looking for all your life, the one that's so full of information and knowledge, it's yours. State of meditation is where you'll find it. The state of meditation is not a form, it is simply a mind that is at peace with itself, that is in a state of happiness, in a state of understanding. Here is where the secret to all your happiness will come. And when it comes, it's real. It's not a belief. It's yours. It's yours for eternity. It's the mind. It creates our problems, then it solves them. It's our little mind. we get involved trying to figure it out. And it's the same mind that's trying to get involved figuring it out that created it and uncreated it. So it's just like a dog chasing its own tail. You got to stop talking about the world. Don't give it any energy. Don't give any negativity energy. Because it grows. Just ignore it. And all at once you'll start to get understanding. Because you'll find out that negativity is the opposite of love. And in negativity, this is where mankind gets lost. And this is what creates all the problems. Whatever you send forth into the world will come back. It has to come back. Because it really never goes anywhere. Because it's you. You're expressing yourself. Try and find positivity. Start to enjoy it. And all of a sudden you'll start to see things positive. And this is where God starts to show himself. Because you want. You want positivity. And it'll be granted. You know, all my life, I never imagined in my wildest imagination that what Christianity was trying to tell me. I never knew that if you had just one fact of Christianity, that it could heal your body, that it could heal your mind, that it could take psychology and break it down and make it so simple that you see it and you simply just become healthy. But this is God. Because it's the pure energy. That's God. Only God heals. There's law, is it? You abide by that law. You could take all the laws that have been written, but you could take them all down and just keep them going into shorter and shorter and shorter. And all the laws governing mankind be very simple. If you see negative, then the world you live in will be an existence of negativity. And everything that goes with it. If you see in love, that's exactly what you see and you feel. Because we create our own. We have the power of God to create our own emotions, our own thoughts, our own sicknesses, our own everything. And if we can see this for a fact, we can turn this power and look within and reverse everything and find out all the love we want, the understanding, the health. But you know what it is because it's God. It's not the little ego. It's God. You've submitted yourself to God to realize that you never submitted anything. The only thing you submitted was your sicknesses, your anxiety, your insecurity, your unhappiness. That's all you submitted. And even then, if you want, just if you want them. When you read the Bible, you read words of truth, completely ignore what the words are saying. Completely ignore them. Just look for a feeling. And the feeling unfolds, and it'll cure you of all your problems. When you find this feeling, you'll know what it is. You'll know it's God. And just wait with patience for the unfoldment. Once you pass over to the other side, then it's just patience. Because it will be unfolded to you as you really want it. This is a true Passover. It's from the little mind to the big mind, from here on earth to heaven, from the intelligence of man to the intelligence of God. It's passing over from the material to the spiritual. They're all the same thing. Find beautiful feelings. You're full of them. You're absolutely full of them. Let them unfold. And this is how you'll find your happiness. Well, I know it's short, but I really feel it's been a lot said, so perhaps I should stop now and we could just get to know each other, eh? But, just look for a feeling.